Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. There's a historic drought gripping the western United States. Forecasts for wildfires, water shortages, and bone-dry riverbeds abound. And it could impact life far outside the region where it's happening. So today, let's talk about how drought works. Let's start with the basics. What is a drought? Though it may seem straightforward, it can be difficult to boil down to a simple definition. There's no magic number, be it inches of rainfall or water level, that signals when a drought begins or ends. For the article this episode is based on, How Stuff Works spoke with Stephanie McAfee, an applied climatologist at the University of Nevada, Reno. She said, drought can mean different things in different places. It can actually even mean different things to different people in the same place. But, like many in her field, McAfee ascribes to a definition coined by the late climate researcher Kelly Redmond. Drought is, quote, insufficient water to meet needs. By most accounts, the current drought in the western United States has been ongoing since the early 2000s. While it might not be the longest drought the region has ever seen, one in the 1200s lasted more than a century, it's one of the most severe. Water levels in the Colorado Basin and Lake Mead have hit new lows, and Las Vegas didn't see rain for a record-breaking 240 days between April and December of 2020. The drought has gone on long enough that climatologists are considering new terminology for it. Some have proposed labeling it a megadrought to convey the scope of the situation. Others argue that the megadrought moniker still doesn't do this event justice. McAfee said, something that we might be looking at is actually more like aridification. Aridification occurs when a region becomes permanently drier. In other words, it marks a shift in the baseline for the amount of water that's considered normal. As the effects of climate change play out, it seems that less rainfall in the western United States might become the standard. So, since it's becoming increasingly common, what are some of the dangers associated with severe drought? One of the most obvious risks is wildfire. We saw a series of devastating fires along the West Coast in 2020, particularly in California. This year, some areas of the Golden State have received as little as 11% of their typical rainfall to date, which could spark even worse burns than last year as the summer progresses. Another concern is food production. Agriculture is incredibly important to the economies of many Western states, including California, Oregon, Washington, and Arizona. Common crops in these states, like almonds, wheat, avocados, and apples, require lots of water to grow well, which could lead to shortages of those crops in times of drought. That's devastating to those states' economies. And then there's ranching. With less rainfall in states like New Mexico, Nevada, and Arizona, ordinarily lush grazing lands for animals like cattle have suffered. It's contributed to a worldwide deficit in livestock feed. But it's important to remember that drought isn't just a West Coast thing. Other areas are in the midst of their own droughts. HowStuffWorks also spoke with Curtis Rigonti, an atmospheric scientist at the National Drought Mitigation Center at the University of Nebraska. He said, "I've been getting reports of crops struggling in parts of the upper Midwest, northern Iowa, Minnesota, parts of Michigan, and then even up into parts of New England are all experiencing various levels of drought right now. And that means everyone across the U.S. can expect to feel the effects of Western drought as it continues to ripple across the rest of the country. For example, last year, California wildfire smoke made it as far east as New York City and Boston, and potentially even impacted air quality in the Netherlands. On the economic side, smaller crop yields out of the West would likely drive up produce prices nationwide. Despite our best efforts, human beings can't control the weather, yet. But there are things we can all do to help mitigate the effects of drought. First, don't waste water. Water conservation is crucial to easing drought stress. If you live in a drought-prone area, simple things like turning off the water when you brush your teeth, taking a shower instead of a bath, or watering your plants at night to reduce evaporation all help save precious H2O. Another one of the best ways to save water is to save electricity. It takes about 15 gallons, that's around 55 liters of water, in the form of coolant or steam, to generate a single kilowatt hour of power. Second, pay attention to fire safety. Rigonti said, "If there's a campfire ban in national forests, don't light a campfire. And if you're not allowed to shoot off fireworks, don't." Third, think about switching up your landscaping. Planting drought-tolerant species like aloe, lavender, or cacti can greatly reduce your lawn's water needs. Having a less thirsty lawn means you'll have fewer thirsty people, and it can look beautiful as well. Another trick? Mulching and composting help keep soil wetter for longer and can even produce a cooling effect on the surrounding environment. Finally, if you live outside of a drought zone, consider buying less water-intensive foods. That could mean switching to oat milk instead of almond milk, buying watermelon instead of apples, or opting for chicken instead of burgers at your next summer cookout. None of this will fix the drought, but these measures taken together, along with holding large corporations accountable for the choices that they make too, can reduce the risk that drought poses to many people. Today's episode is based on the article, "Scientists Warn Western U.S. Drought Could Be New Normal," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Joanna Thompson. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos,
You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.